This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2183. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 23rd, Alaska, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, Cuba, Iran, Italy, Japan, Kurdistan, Mongolia, Netherlands, North America, Norway, Peru, Romania, Russia, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ricky Long in Alberta reports, KNLS Alaska, on a very strange frequency, March 21st at 12:30, just below 5530 and slowly moving upward. This English hour is supposed to be on two frequencies, 9580, where he was still hearing it, but not on 9625, so it must have been that transmitter extremely mistuned. He was hearing the same thing via Don Momin's remote receiver. Then Wolfgang Büschel checked it out a bit later at 1314 UT, when it had wandered upwards to 5532.606. He calculates the rate of acceleration at 74 hertz per minute, which means by 1327 it reached 5533.530. On March 17th, at 0415, Jim Renfrew in New York was hearing Quran on 5900, clashing with Brother Stare on the same frequency via Bulgaria. He'd been hearing it since 0305, and in fact, at 0400, they played a national anthem and an English ID at 406 as Holy Quran Radio, Algeria. Now, it's supposed to be on 9500 at this hour, so it looks like they messed up the digits. I tuned in later and found 5900 still going with Quran at 0633. The next night, March 18th at 0405, I too heard that ID in English following the Algerian national anthem. Maybe the only chance to hear it that way. But this time it was on 9500. LRA 36 Antarctica appeared this week again on Saturday and Wednesday evenings, looking like it's becoming a regular schedule, on 15475.98 reduced carrier USB, and not 1 kHz lower as they had appeared before. Perhaps they've gone back to their original transmitter. For example, March 18th at 2226, I was hearing it. That was Saturday. And then again on Wednesday, March 22nd at 2252. Many others were hearing these as well. Horacio Negro in Uruguay forwards news from Adrian Corol of Rai in Argentina about their scheduling. The Wednesday broadcast was supposed to be at 21 to 23 UT, although it stayed on till about 2340. And then there would be another broadcast Saturday, March 25th, starting at 2100 for 6 hours. Ron Howard corrects his report last week about the Australian on 5045. The correct name is Bay Islands Radio and not Island FM. And Ron received more info from Shannon at the station. He says, antenna was made by me, a standard dipole with a homemade ugly ballon feeding it up about 13 meters. Just under my FM antenna. We can go to 16 meters, but the telescopic poles are aluminum, and with our island winds, I don't think we want to go higher. Things are in the works to put up a vertical to try. The transmitter is a brand new Australian-made SRK, 150 to 200 watts carrier, 500 to 600 watts PEP, which cost $6.5 Aussie. Brazil, the just barely audible carrier, from Radio Nova de Julio on 9819.1, had been missing since at least March 9th, but I was finally detecting it again on March 23rd at 0644. It must have been that due to the signature off frequency. And another Brazilian with a much better signal had been close to nominal 9665, Radio Voz Missionaria, but March 23rd at 645, it was way off frequency again, measured on 9664.533. Also about Brazil, from El Radio Escucha via the ARDX forum, Continental AM Radio, will be active this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 19 until 03 UT. It's not clear whether this is covering one stretch or two different ones, on 7585. The speaker is trying out a transmission from the interior of the state of Bahia. That is, referring to March 25th and 26th. Perhaps the only station in the world active on 120 meters. Radio Cacique in Brazil, 2470 is reported, March 23rd at 0840. Best in LSV Sync, according to Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso Hardcore DX. He also provides an extensive list of free radios on shortwave in Brazil this year. They are all over the shortwave bands, from 5900 to 21475. Many of them we've never heard or heard of. Mostly low power, of course, non-profit, hobby stations, but some of them do carry advertising. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. This time, let's focus on harmonics from the 6 MHz band above 12 MHz. March 21st at 0646, I was hearing Spanish on 12120. A hefty 10 over 9, enough to shoulder aside the heavy radio teletype infesting nearby. Of course, it's 2 times 6060, but it was undermodulated and with CODAR interference. I've often looked for this without success, so I wonder if this is more than an accidental emission. Also worth checking if the fundamentals are on the air or should be on the air on 6100 or 6165 are 12200 and 12330. And one more, March 22nd at 0624, I had dead air up to S9 on 12,000 kilohertz. That's, of course, RHC 2 times 6,000, where the dead air there was 30 over 9. Also, Cuba is supposed to be finished with 9535 by 0500. But March 23rd at 0651, there was RHC in Spanish with an ID. But now it's clashing with Radio Andrasen International, the clandestine for Chad via Wolferton, UK, which starts at 0600. The new A23 shortwave season begins March 26th, coincidentally just when Europe goes on summertime. This entails many changes not only in frequencies but in times of shortwave broadcasts, even beyond Europe. We have some new A23 schedules in English for a few stations to convey. Iran, according to HFCC via Wolfgang Büschel, English at 1520 for 1 hour, on 11645. And the other one at 1920 for 1 hour is on 9835 and 9855. In medium wave echo of the Arctic Radio Club, 20 March, Andy Lavendel in Italy has these comments as of March 7th. In Italy, there is no authority ruling over frequency assignment. Original RAI medium wave frequencies, blocks, and geographical sites have been auctioned to a variety of small broadcast entrepreneurs who then decide everything, changing frequencies and locations simply as a function of the crappy equipment they can rely upon at the moment. No editorial or business plans beyond some nostalgic gibberish, very limited financial means. Lots of expenses they cannot possibly afford in the long term. When their belly calls, they move frequency, notify ITU, nobody cares anyway, because all over Europe, medium wave stations close down without anybody noticing but DXers, and they move on, for the sake of themselves and a couple of hundred of aged radio buffs. The few really serious DXers around, there are not 20 of us, believe me, can do little about this. About Z100 Milano on 1350, as we mentioned before, going off the air overnight just for the benefit of DXers, he says, "We have been fortunate to have the operator of this station, who used to befriend Dario Monferrini, proving to be sensible about his memory and our DX goals." Here's what's left of English from NHK World Radio Japan for A23, via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, at 05 UT, 7355, via France for South Africa, at 14 UT, 11815, via Yamato, Japan, for Southeast Asia. Now, both of these start at that hour 7 days a week. However, they're half an hour long on weekends and 25 minutes long on Mondays through Fridays. And one more broadcast on medium wave via Lithuania 1386 for Europe at 1510 to 1525 weekdays and 1520 to 1530 on weekends. about Dengue Weylat for Kurdistanish Turkey, as we mentioned last week, on New 17470, and soon hit by Turkish jamming. This has been running long hours during the daytime and into the local evenings, but the frequencies shift around, the jammer usually following. 17460 has been in use much of the time, could be on 17480. Volkan Dusser reports on March 17th, DW was actually on 17459.751 at 1454, which implies it's that frequently off-frequency transmitter site in Uzbekistan. However, at other times, the two have been almost zero beat on exactly 17460 or 480 or wherever, implying a different transmitter site. It could be Armenia, but that's really too close to Kurdistan for skip. Or it could be Tajikistan, or it could be Bulgaria, as Wolfgang Buschel suggests. However, March 23rd at 1530, Arthur Posner said they had moved down 2 MHz to 15480. But a bit later at 1930, March 23rd, Zaharis Langas in Greece found them on 17465. Dan Robinson says it's always interesting to experiment with remote reception on Mongolia. On March 18th, a much stronger signal with notable transmitter hum on 12014.87. Initially, the South Korean remote was clearer, but Sapporo, Japan remained stronger, and in the end clearer throughout the 30-minute show from 1430 UT sign-on, with the English program including interval signal. Truly amazing that here in 2023, decades after this station was a primary DX target, for many of us in the early days of our DXing careers, Voice of Mongolia remains on, using its own transmitters. LSB mode was necessary at 1430 to avoid spillover from another station on 12020. The frequency remained absolutely stable throughout the English program, 12014.87. In the British DX Club, Paul Flanagan reports hearing radio Emilord on 5810, Sunday, March 19th, 2130 UT, with music from the 60s to the 80s, a very distinct station jingle and old-style BBC-type announcement, this is Radio Emilord on DAB+. He does not hint where it is, but I find that Emilord is in the Netherlands. That's E-M-M-E-L-O-O-R-D. About Delta Radio International in the Netherlands, Kari Kallio in Finland says, they will not have a broadcast on March 19th, but Sunday, March 26th. The idea of making a retrospective Radio Nord program for its 60th anniversary. It's on 6020 and 11730 starting at 07 UT.
Finish request. Finally something different on your shortwave radio. This is the big one from Holland. Radio Delta.
More about that Russian ethnic pirate somewhere in the southwestern U.S. on 4015 USB. Vostochnaya Zvezda, or Eastern Star. I can barely hear it direct. It's apparently quite low power. But I do get it better via the remote in Utah. Lucas Bandura in British Columbia thought it would be in Arizona, like the possibly related Russian ethnic pirate Radio Pushka, which said it was in Arizona. It's been audible almost every night. Gary Pence has been monitoring it extensively via various remotes in California and Nevada. And his conclusion is it's running 40 to 50 watts, in southwest Nevada, perhaps in the area right next to the California border between Dyer and Piper Peak. It's to be on the air almost every night. I especially enjoyed hearing at UT March 17th between 04 and 06, when besides the continuous music, they would play the nostalgic Mayak 10-note interval signal, Midnight in Moscow, several times per hour. But the next night, they were not doing that. IDs were very sparse. I never actually heard one, but Lucas Bandura recorded this.
You are listening to Radio Pushmail Buddha. Thank you for listening.
Yes, that was in English. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, 2183. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, we sent a generous quarterly check marking the vernal equinox to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports on Radio Northern Star, Bergen, Norway, on 5895, heard on March 14th at 1831 to 1856 with country and pop songs in English. Also on the 15th at 0540 to 609 with more of the same and an ID. And again, March 21st at 1740 to 1806. Always a weak signal and during the last log interference from BBC, Tajikistan. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington has more about the Northern Star stations from Sven Martinsen. Radio station Vesea, SEA, soon to close down but will be kept in storage. On February 6th, our mother station, Radio Northern Star, came back to medium wave 1611, leaving our country station, Vesea, on shortwave and streaming only. From March 14th in the morning, Vesea has left AM band permanently. Northern Star also produces The Coast, a similar format to Vesea, with Scandinavian, general gospel music, and classic country, since March 14th, sharing 5895 with classic rock and pop station Radio Northern Star. Country music may get more airtime on the Northern Star, which for many years has been broadcasting Emperor Roscoe's coast-to-coast country connection. March 17th at 0632, I had barely audible carriers on 4810, presumably Peru, but also on 4820. Coincidentally, Claudio Galas in Chile reported a new Peruvian on 4820, Radio Integridad, heard March 17th from 1029 until 1110. It's a religious station. Not listed in the handbook, but on medium wave 700 with 25 kilowatts from Lima. It seems that some Baptist missionaries have been expanding for the past couple of years to stations around Peru, mostly on FM. But their website shows 5980, which used to be Radio Chasqui in Peru. But later, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia has checked this further on 4820 after 01UT. Andean praise music and a vernacular with Windows sounds in the middle of the songs. At this time, it is not rebroadcasting Radio Integridad, confirmed with its online audio. The Peruvian FCC, as of 2005, had a station on 4820 authorized from Arequipa, OEW6C. But this much later, it's hard to believe that's accurate. Much more monitoring needed of 4820. Via Paul Geiger in the British DX Club, here's the A23 schedule in English from Radio Romania International. Broadcast starting at the top of the hour, last 60 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, 30 minutes. To Western Europe, 0530 on 9700, 11-15130 and 17-630, 17-15180, 20-30-9740, 22-9740 and 11-800. To Africa at 11-15320 and 17-670. To North America East, 20-30, 11-850 and 13-650. At midnight, 9550 and 11620. To North America West, 03-9850 and 11620. Japan, 22-9790 and 11650. Australia, 0530, 17760 and 21550. To India at 03-17790. All these frequencies I've mentioned are AM. Certain broadcasts also have DRM frequencies. At 0530, 11960. At 17-13750. At 2030, 11975. And at 03-15330. Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria tells us more about the station playing the Soviet hymn, heard over here around 05UT on 9310 USB. He says he first heard it on 14 October at 04 on 9900. Playing only one and the same recording of a disco cover of the USSR national anthem, sung by some group called Lube, L-U-B-E, again heard March 22nd from 0501 to 559 on 7032, parallel 6828, both SSB, so they have two transmitters. The name of the radio is called among Russian DXers military radio, but Ruman calls it Radio Lube. Some more new A23 English schedule from Antonio Buitrago of Spanish National Radio. The four frequencies will be 11670 for Africa, 15520 for the Middle East, 17715 for South America, and 17855 for North America. He doesn't mention the exact times for English, but we're sure they'll be 1 hour earlier than before, at 22 to 22:30 UT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. From HFCC via Wolfgang Büschel, the A23 English schedule from Voice of Turkey, 1 hour broadcast. To North America at 22 on 11785, that's new. And at 03 on 7275, intruding in the 40-meter ham band. To other areas at 03 on 6165, at 1230, 15450, 1630, 11660, 1830, 5945, and at 2030, 9875. The first broadcast to North America, which has been at 23 UT, has often been totally missing without explanation from 5960. And I expect the same will continue to happen on 11785 at 22. We've mentioned before that Cuba is clashing with Turkey on 9700 at 04 UT, if Havana runs after 04, for Turkey's broadcast in Turkish. However, Ricky Long in Alberta says, on March 22nd, Turkey was on 9770 instead. It might have been a mistake, but actually that's the frequency planned for the new season. Wolfgang Büschel finds the German Amateur Radio Club has publicized that Russia has established some ham radio prefixes for the parts of Ukraine they are occupying, starting with R1, R6, or R7. Would these be official, confirmed by IARU? Mauno Ridula says, I got a clarification from Russia, quote, unfortunately, the ham radio movement has not existed since 2014, as the Union of Radio Amateurs of Russia ignored the incitement of inter-ethnic hatred at 7055 kHz. Being an SWL now is better than working on ham radio because Russia's amateur radio movement has been broadcasting political propaganda on ham bands since 2014 and threatening physical violence and reprisals against those who disagree with these violations of amateur radio regulations and propaganda. All these new prefixes are fiction. The WBCQ superstition has been off the air from 9330 for several weeks now. Alan Holder caught this twit from Alan Weiner as of March 20th. Continental Electronics engineers at the superstation working on the 420D transmitter. Lots of problems, too complex, too computer-controlled. Give me the days of relays, meters, switches, indicator lamps, and real knobs. Like classic WBCQ, that stuff works for generations. Bill Telford tells us about WBCQ Concert Hall on Radio Angela 5130, starting UT Monday, March 27th, at 0200 to 0350. Beginning, Wagner's Die Götterdämmerung, the last opera in the Ring cycle, in its entirety over 3 weeks, along with some of Wagner's shorter early compositions in the second and third weeks. Venerable Verses with Lanny Peterson concludes Shakespeare's sonnets this week at 0350. WTWW has been missing from 5085 for at least a week. George McClintock explains that he has been recovering from a virus or something for 2 weeks, and he's been quite ill at home. And then there was also a week without power following that windstorm in Nashville. Meanwhile, the station still needs a lot of work. I suspected he was actually somewhat enjoying the troubleshooting and repairing challenges when he can get to the site. He was hoping that a sale would go through, but not firm yet as of March 21st. The buyer would gain, among everything else, at least 12 high-power tubes. Each transmitter needs only one, but Ted had been running the filaments 24 hours, wearing them down. So all of these tubes are only partly depleted. Come to think of it, George says, everything was done wrong. I contacted Glenn Tapley of WEWN when I noticed that their Spanish transmitter, the last one still on the air, was missing March 21st at 1540 from 12050. People ask me if it will ever resume English on shortwave. What should I tell them? And Glenn Tapley replied, The transmitter is being repaired. Parts, especially tubes, take much longer to order, have built and tested, then received. Once all is received, installed, and tested, the English transmission will resume. March 20th at 0250 UT, the dominant signal here on 1130 kHz was an ad in Spanish citing an area code 678. Therefore, it has to be WLBA in Gainesville, Georgia, which is supposed to be a 10 kilowatt daytimer, non-directional. Terry Kruger has also logged this in Florida, such as on December 18th. He says it's a perpetual overnight cheater. For good PR among DXers and stations, we're not supposed to call them cheaters. But when it happens perpetually, I think that's justified. Les Rayburn says the Courtesy Program Committee has arranged a special medium-wave DX test from two stations in Kentucky at the same time, early Sunday morning, March 26th, from midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern, or 04 to 06 UT. They are WMST 1150 and WWKY 990, both running daytime power and pattern for maintenance tests. Consisting mostly of sweep tones, Morse code at 20 or 12 words per minute, long tones of 1 kHz, and proven sound effects to cut through the noise. They also plan to run some special programming that is sure to be fun. Thanks to Harry Dentz and to Hayes McMacken of the stations for arranging this. McTerry forwards this from Motherboard by Matthew Galt, 22 March. The Federal Communications Commission is using a new law to fine a pirate radio station operating in New York City for more than $2 million for a sesquidecade. Impacto Dos, which has been operated by two brothers, has broadcast Ecuadorian news, culture, sports, and talk radio on 105.5 FM in Queens. The feds have tried to shut it down repeatedly, but have never succeeded. The FCC announced the fine in a press release. The proposed maximum penalty allowable is $2.316034 against the brothers Cesar Ayora and Luis Angel Ayora, A-Y-O-R-A. Proposed penalty would be over $21 million, but there's a limit of over $2 million. Read the full article, which is at www.vice.com. Linda Brodsky recommends a podcast called The Divided Dial about the future of AM radio. It's from wnycstudios.org. Paul McLean writes in Radio World March 21st, a congressman from New Jersey, Josh Gottheimer, has called on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to add AM radio to the federal motor vehicle safety standards to require that all automakers, including EV manufacturers, include AM radio as a stock feature in their vehicles. The National Association of Broadcasters welcomed his effort. He also wants to ensure that AM stations remain safe and intact during national emergencies through federal investment in backup power, hardening antennas and towers, and supporting key communications equipment for AM radio stations. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 20th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach G2 moderate geomagnetic storm levels. NKNC is peaking at 36 and 6 on March 25th, 20 and 5 on the 30th. However, the K index hit 7 at 15 UT March 23rd, with G3-level geomagnetic storms. Solar flux to peak at 146 March 27th and 28th, and decline to 130 April 8th and 9th. World of Radio 2183 concludes with thanks to all our contributors and stations. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.